The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Samsung has launched Samsung Podcasts. It's within the Samsung Free app in the US and offers instant access to, quote, thousands of podcasts from some of America's biggest podcast publishers. Both Blueberry Podcasting and Libsyn have announced a launch partnership, but both require you to specifically add your podcasts to the service. Hop to it, you might be there for launch. Samsung has a roughly 25% market share in the US. It's available now on a bunch of Galaxy phones, and of interest, the app uses the word subscribe. Meanwhile, on Google Podcasts, a buffet of hate. The New York Times has discovered that Alex Jones's podcast is still available on Google Podcasts. Imagine when they discover RSS feeds. In the Apple Podcasts app on iOS 14.5 Beta 5, released earlier this week, some people who've looked carefully at the open iOS beta have noticed the Podcasts app now includes a link to your iCloud information, which we're told is typically added to Apple apps that accept payment. Payment. There's more discussion in Buzzsprout's Buzzcast this week. We link to a free magazine today, The Podcast Sessions, a glossy digital magazine about podcasting in Africa. We recommend it. Spotify has signed a distribution partnership with the Lagardère Group, which owns French radio stations Europe 1, RFM, and Virgin Radio. Europe 1 achieved 11.5 million downloads in February, according to Médiamétrie. Sports podcasting company Blue Wire has signed NFL Network's Colleen Wolfe for an NFL draft miniseries, part of a focus for them for female voices in their sports coverage. The company behind the Star Trek universe, Roddenberry Entertainment, has announced a new podcast called Fan Addicts. The Pulte podcast is clearly onto a good thing. Just one rating in Podchaser, but 2,034 ratings in Apple Podcasts. 1,400 of those reviews came in just 3 days in August. They are genuine, though, if you wondered. He asks listeners for their Cash App ID when subscribing and rewards some people for their 5-star ratings with $100 or even $150. Wow. And here's your daily reminder that ratings and reviews are not factored into the Apple podcast charts. And in podcast news, Toyota Untold brings together owners, drivers, hobbyists, and explorers, sharing street-level stories and insights from around the world. We thank them for their support this month. And Grumpy Old Geeks has just published its 500th show. Congratulations. We calculate that's more shows than 99.5% of all podcasts out there. And, just a pat on the back, this is our 1,000th edition of Pod News today. Thank you for listening. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.